In a world of busy days and endless screen time, your eyes deserve some attention. When was the last time you really focused on their well-being? At Iris, your eyes are our priority. Our optometrists provide thorough eye exams to ensure your eyes stay healthy and sharp. Don't put it off. Visit iris.ca to book your eye exam today. Iris, premium eye care, stylish eyewear. Dr. Gilles Saint-Jacques, optometrist.
Everybody begs in time.
Indigenous voices, this is a day to listen in partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund.
Good morning on this National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. My name is January Rogers, Mohawk Tuscarora from Six Nations of the Grand River. I am a writer, a media producer, a mentor, and a performer. Throughout the day, you're going to be hearing many voices and stories from Indigenous people across this land. We are in partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund. My co-hosts, Julian Taylor and Kim Wheeler, will also be bringing excerpts from their conversations. But if you can't wait to hear more, check out adaytolisten.ca for all the talks we have over there for you.
I mean to fight this war and win it.
The biggest show on TV is back. HBO's House of the Dragon. Only available on Crave.
I did not think they would be so eager to die.
Don't miss the global phenomenon critics call thrilling and endlessly captivating.
And the path to victory now is one of violence.
HBO's original House of the Dragon. New season, stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Okay, let's look at today's to-do list. Finish my homework. Done. Practice the violin. Done. Study for my history exam. Done. Imagine failing my history exam. Done. Worry about my future. Done. Tell myself over and over that I'm not good enough. Done. Disappoint.
When anxiety takes over, it's time to act. To overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires & Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
What's your favorite dish at Cora?
The one that's $15.
That's helpful. The spinach and cheddar omelet is $15. The banana waffle is $15. The 10-star skillet is $15. The ham benedictine is $15. And the surprise, also $15.
Yeah, like I said, the one that's $15.
Come enjoy one of five mouth-watering dishes for just $15. Until October 6th, dine in only. I do breakfast at Cora's Breakfast and Lunch with our favorites at $15 promotion.
You've been injured, you've been hurt.
At Diamond and Diamond, we can't prevent an accident,
but we can prevent it from ruining your life.
Our team will ensure you get the care and guidance to get you through this difficult time.
Call the team at Diamond and Diamond.
We have over 65 lawyers across Canada ready to help you.
Get Canada's largest personal injury firm working for you.
1-800-567-HURT. Diamond and Diamond.
Callum.
Yes, Michael.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence.
Wow!
Located across from Chinook Center.
Go Glass is an insurance-approved facility offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. Three convenient locations to serve you. See what sets them apart from the rest. Go Glass. Now you're good to go. In Douglasdale, Crowfoot, and Okotoks.
In 3.2 kilometers, there will be a Shell station on your right where BMO customers can get Canada's best fuel discount. Save up to, recalculating, 7 cents per liter on Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuel and 2 cents per liter on all other fuel.
Use your BMO credit card at any Shell station and get up to 7 cents off your fuel purchase. Plus, get an additional 3 cents off per liter with a CAA membership for up to 10 cents off per liter. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BMO.com/Shell to learn more.
You have arrived at your savings.
Ugh, these vacation prices are really adding up. Flights? Hotels?
Are your vacation plans going off-road? I'm a Sunwing financial advisor, saving you money while giving you more.
Did you say financial advisor?
Yeah, Sunwing financial advisor. There are thousands of us across Canada cracking the code on vacation savings so you can crack open that SPF.
Huh, that makes so much financial sense.
Book with your local travel advisor or at...
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Every child deserves to feel safe, and we all have a role to play. Child abuse is preventable. If you see something, say something. Learn how to recognize signs of child abuse and what you can do to help stop it. Visit lunacenter.ca.
It's your final week to win with Cash and Cars Lottery. You could choose a dream home, $2 million in cash, or both a home and cash. Last chance. Get your tickets now at cashandcarslottery.ca.
License 687-957. 18 plus, play responsibly.
On dairy farms across Alberta, 100% Canadian quality milk is made. Produced to some of the highest standards for your family's kitchen. From our family farms to your fork. Dairy Farmers of Canada.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game. The Traitors Canada. New episode tonight at 8 on CTV. Stream tomorrow on Crave.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD, driven by Jack Carter Chevrolet Buick GMC. Trade your ride and get top dollar. It's the place where you get paid to trade. CJAY-FM, Calgary, and iHeartRadio station, CJ92.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
We'll be right back.
Sego. This is a day to listen. I'm January Rogers. We're broadcasting on hundreds of radio stations throughout Turtle Island on this, the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. How have you engaged with the 94 calls to action from the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation? If you aren't familiar with them, today is a good day to take a read of them and see how you can turn reconciliation into reconciliation and get to know your Indigenous neighbors. Coming up, a bit of my conversation with Michael Etherington and his song, Bring the Children Home.
National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and a day to listen on radio stations from coast to coast to coast. Learn more about reconciliation at adaytolisten.ca.
is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, January Rogers.
I'm January Rogers, and up next on A Day to Listen, I speak with Michael Etherington. He wrote a song called Bring the Children Home shortly after it was revealed there were 215 unmarked graves at the Kamloops Indian Residential School. Since then, thousands more across Canada have been revealed and are still being examined. Stay tuned.
Than you think. You hold the power to do something. Listen and learn. Today we honor Indigenous history, amplify Indigenous voices, and honor Indigenous cultures. This is A Day to Listen, and there's more to hear at adaytolisten.ca.
God bless you, please, this is what I'm at you with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Could you too, Mrs. Robinson? Jesus loves you more than you will know. Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to a candidate's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone? Show the magic of our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe and Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
January Rogers, and this is a day to listen. When it comes to truth and reconciliation, we all have a role to play. My guest, Michael Etherington, has thought a lot about this, especially when it comes to non-Indigenous people and how they deal with and react to our truths and the embracement of reconciliation.
You know, when you're talking about, on a personal scale, what is the term you use? Finding your tears, eh? And, mm-hmm. and healing through that. I do really think that the settler nation people are interested in finding their tears. Do you think that there's an interest in kind of meeting us on that same level, nation to nation?
Yes, but the whole relationship can't be based upon just the tears. So there are sentiments that are expressed between the education. And so what happens, though, this is where the challenge comes into play. So when many Canadians hear about the impacts in history of residential school, it does sadden them. And then what happens, though, if that's the only narrative that they hear, they start thinking that... how can I help? Or the loss of culture and those aspects. And they start kind of perpetuating the paternalistic norms that got us into these problems in the first place about, I think I know it's best to help Indigenous peoples. And I always been referring to say that it's the partnership. And so once we go through that awareness and understanding is that the treaty relationship is about a pathway of respect and recognition. And so I think what's going to happen for us, though, when you talk about settlers and newcomers to Canada, is that they must also know they have an obligation and right to this conversation too, and that we are also speaking from a position of authority, but with that authority comes a pathway of respect. So many community members and leaders are embracing Canadians with open hands, but the conversation, I always ask Canadians for this, is that are you ready for this conversation? And have you done your own healing for your own story?
Michael Etherington is a member of the Fort Albany First Nation. In a bit, Michael will be back to tell us about a song he wrote called Bring the Children Home. I'm January Rogers.
To prove.
Reconciliation begins with an open heart and an open mind. Listen and learn. A Day to Listen, a commitment from radio stations throughout Turtle Island in partnership with the Gore Downey and Shawnee Wenjack Fund. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
Is a Day to Listen 2024 with your host, January Rogers.
The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation began as Orange Shirt Day. It was inspired by residential school survivor Phyllis Webstadt's story and how on her first day of residential school, she was forced to remove her colorful orange shirt and put on the drab uniform of the so-called school. This is why we wear orange shirts on this day, to remember and honor residential school survivors and the children who never made it back home to their moms and dads. I'm January Rogers, and this is A Day to Listen.
Last time I talked to you, you were lonely and out of place. You were looking down on me, lost out in space, laid underneath the stars, strung out and feeling brave. Watch the red-orange glow, watch you float away. Down here in the atmosphere, garbage and city lights. I'm gonna save your tired soul. I'm gonna save our lives. I turned on the radio to find you on satellite. Got to fall. I'm waiting for a sign. And all we are is all so far. You're falling back to me. It's now that I can see. And I know you're out there, somewhere out there. You're falling. Your purple hair, I miss the way you taste. I know you'll come back someday on a bed of nails away. I'm praying that you don't burn out or fade away. And all we are is all so far.
Do something powerful. You can listen. Join us in honoring the voices and experiences of Indigenous people throughout Canada. Today is a day to listen. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
This is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, January Rogers.
When Michael Etherington heard about the 215 unmarked graves on the grounds of the Kamloops Residential School, he wrote a song, Bring the Children Home, and enlisted several Indigenous musicians to help perform it.
Bring the children home.
Michael wondered how Canadians and the rest of the world were responding to this news.
When they issued the 94 calls to action in 2015, call to action number 80 for a National Day for Truth and Reconciliation wasn't addressed until May 2021 in the June, a few weeks after of the news that occurred in Kamloops. And so you could see the immediate response by Canada as a result of it becoming international news. That's kind of what saddens me when we talk about these conversations about doing what's right and just to move things forward in a manner for the process of healing for all Canadians. And I think when I referred to about even myself as an individual about finding my tears, learn to cry, I also believe our country still has to find it its way to heal together. And so when countries across the world are hearing what's occurring in Canada, they do not also know that this residential school system and the practices of trying to eliminate the culture from Indigenous children wasn't exclusive to Canada. Mm. And so I think this is an international story about Indigenous children. And so I think for the way I try to move the conversation forward is that the land is speaking to us at this time. And so unfortunately with the song, with the title, Bring the Children Home, it's not specifically referencing repatriation. What I believe is about commemoration. And so about the honoring the memory of those who never returned home. But I do believe to fulfill our steps to move forward as a country is that aspect of commemoration is very important. So when you look at the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, the Day of Reflection, I tried to coincide it like Remembrance Day, honoring that time, taking a moment to reflect about how we can learn, but also how we can do things better as a country.
To hear Michael Etherington's full song, Bring the Children Home, search for it on YouTube. Coming up next hour, I'm passing the talking stick over to Julian Taylor, who will bring you more thoughtful conversations on this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. I'm January Rogers, Nyawagoa for listening.
come to paradise.
Today is a day to listen, a day to learn, a day to take reconciliation action. Today, radio stations throughout the country are amplifying Indigenous voices and stories. Find out more at adaytolisten.ca. Pretty simple. You can listen and you can take reconciliation action. For more information, visit adaytolisten.ca.
Rumors spread around in that Texas town. By the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. Yeah.
Today, in partnership with the Gore Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund, radio stations throughout Turtle Island have come together to amplify Indigenous voices and honor Indigenous peoples. It's a day to listen, and it doesn't stop here. Find out how you can continue the conversation at adaytolisten.ca.